non-discrimination, no hate speech, free expression, personal data, how are they protected in with regard to the policies and procedures of ICANN? So we've heard yesterday in high-level government meeting some words about from different delegations about the importance of human rights in internet governance, and this report goes towards looking at that. So this takes a broad approach at some of the issues which have been highlighted by the authors of the report, where you could reflect and discuss, if you so desire, how governments see and how they see protection of human rights in an ICANN context. So I think I'm going to stop there in terms of context, and maybe one of the authors, Thomas Schneider, may wish to give some comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Switzerland, Thomas.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and good morning to everybody. As Lee has already mentioned, I've been part of the team that wrote this. As you know, as some of you might know, I don't represent Switzerland only in this forum, but in some others as well. One of this is the Council of Europe, where I'm currently the Vice Chair of the Steering Committee on Media and the Information Society. For quite some years, we have been spending time on thinking about human rights aspects of internet governance, including also the mandate of ICANN. And as you have heard, and as Lee has already said yesterday, what we are doing here is also about economic issues, but it's wider than that. It has also human rights implications in the end, what we're doing. And also Net Mondial clearly showed that this is something that all stakeholders think are relevant, that human rights is the basis of all activities here and should be the basis. And as Lee has said, this is the main purpose of this, is to raise your awareness on having, as well as the economic focus, also human rights focus on the discussions, on the decisions, and that our role as government is the one to make sure that we fulfill our obligation with regard to protecting the rights of our citizens. And we've already had quite some interesting reactions of people who liked or didn't like some of what is said in the report, and we are very happy to continue this discussion because this is exactly what we intend. And this is where I stop now, but I also think that this is very important that we keep in mind that human rights is at the core of our, should be at the core of our deliberations here as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So, are there any comments or questions? For the authors? Report or okay, Italy, please.
Thank you, Chair. So, I think that we welcome the idea that some statement is inserted in the communique, and so I learned with interest this. Statements, and so if we look at the strict core business of ICANN, that is DNS management, then maybe there are even points inside, like privacy and things like that. But since ICANN is also recognized in other fora, and it is this more and more true. Perhaps in the communique we should write some support to this recommendation coming from Council of Europe, and quite general that we support this, and ICANN will participate, and the GAC asked to participate in these issues. Thank you.
Thank you, Italy. I have Canada.
Thank you, and good morning to you all. I'd just like to make a couple of points. So firstly, unfortunately, we really haven't had a chance to really fully analyze the report. I think it came out just very recently, and it does appear to be quite an extensive report. So I would be hesitant to put anything too firm in the communique regarding the report simply because we have not had a time to examine it. And I just would also look for clarification. I believe, if I'm to understand correctly, this is not an official Council of Europe report. Would just like a clarification on that point. Thank you.
Thank you, Canada. Regarding the clarification, did you want to respond to that? And then I will continue through the speaking order, or? Okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Canada, for that question. It's a report which has been it's commissioned to experts independently to look at those aspects. To do a text which will be discussed with the 47 member states together and then therefore negotiated somewhat, then it would take a lot longer. So this is the first step. That's something that which could come later, of course, if desired. But it is very much inspired by the work both in the UN and also at the European level. With regard to human rights. I mean, if you look at the footnotes, if you look at the case law, it's very much grounded and reasoned very thoroughly. So it's not a Council of Europe report as an adopted text, as an agreed position, but it's very much inspired by very concrete facts and adopted positions of the member states in different parts of the Council of Europe regarding human rights and data protection and also other matters. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so I have Sweden, UK, and Iran.
Thank you, and good morning, colleagues. Thank you, Chair. We have neither had the opportunity to fully absorb the report, but it's certainly an issue of core value for the GAC, and it's an important issue, and we welcome the report, and we look forward to be able to do something more thoroughly with it. So perhaps I don't want to defer things to the future, but could it be possible that we welcome the report or something like that in the communique and then do something more substantial for Los Angeles, have a discussion about it at the GAC in Los Angeles and perhaps draw some conclusions? Thank you.
Thank you, Sweden. Next, I have the UK.
Yes, thank you, Chair, and good morning, everybody. I concur with the aims of here of reminding us and the community that rights are an important aspect of what we're doing, what we need to take into account. I think this is a good start. It is a very thorough review of issues as they relate to ICANN's mandate, the new GTRD program, reflecting on what's happened there and anticipating that program continuing with future rounds. So I agree that we should make reference to this first tabling of review of the issues at this meeting in anticipation of further discussion in Los Angeles. And perhaps in Los Angeles we might broaden the discussion to one that engages with the community, perhaps using the main headings of this paper as a sort of outline of as a structure for that agenda for discussion. So we bring in others in the community into a first review and exploration of the issues and for us. I have to say I'm also a member of the Council of Europe's Steering Committee on Media and Information Society, so I'm closely connected with this dossier, if you like, of rights and internet governance, working alongside Switzerland and others. So, yeah, I agree that this is a time to table it and anticipate some constructive discussion in Los Angeles. Thank you.
Thank you, UK. I have Iran, Australia, United States, Brazil, Germany, and Denmark. Iran, you are next, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Good morning. I don't think that there's any difficulty to put in the communique support and even a strong support for that. I don't think that anybody is against the concept and the trust of this document as far as the human rights are concerned. And I think that there are other issues that refer to this document, GTLD, which is slightly different from the human rights in a direct manner, perhaps indirectly. But the issue is not this. The issue is that now a group is being established to take into account or examine the accountability of ICANN. If this group would not have any input with respect to various areas, including the accountability relating to the human rights, then when that would be taken into account? So it's a matter of events, it's a matter of dates, it's a matter of timing. Secondly, this document is very rich, substantial. However, there is a need to propose a concrete course of action. ICANN should do this, ICANN should do that, yes, but how? We should provide mechanisms, tools, ways, means, timing, roadmap. It's very good to say that we should do this, we should do that, but modalities should be mentioned. I'm not criticizing the author of the document, but I say that the way to proceed with that, first of all, we should take into account of the timing. It should be a matter of the discussions at the group, at least to some extent, if not to greater extent, dealing with the accountability of ICANN. It should have a concrete proposal, ways and means and modalities, and we should have a roadmap, which means objectives and time frame to achieve that. But as far as the strong support for the essence of the document, trust of the document, as far as the human rights is concerned, I don't see any difficulty. With respect to the GTLD, it is another issue, and we need to embark on that from various views that we have heard. It still is under discussions, and so we should not mix them up. Thank you.
Thank you. Iran, Australia, please.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you to the Council of Europe and to Switzerland for providing this report to prompt discussion in the GAC. I think it's very welcome. These are clearly very important issues. I agree with the UK and Sweden that I think this report provides a very good basis for future discussion. Like many members, Australian government hasn't had extensive time to analyse all of the issues in this report, and I think it would be useful to continue this discussion in future meetings. As my colleague from Iran has pointed out, there's a lot of work that could be done here to take this from a preliminary discussion through to something that we could actually be talking about in concrete terms. And just to start that process, one thing, and for very obvious reasons, the current this draft of the report focuses very heavily on the European Convention of Human Rights. If we're going to discuss this and progress it forward within the ICANN context, it would be useful to start broadening that focus to international human rights law. So thank you to colleagues for starting this very useful discussion.
Thank you. Australia, United States, you are next, please.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chairperson, and thanks to those that drafted the report. I think from the perspective of the United States, obviously this is a very important topic and quite a lengthy report that we just received last week. So we're still reviewing it across various parts of the U.S. government, and it's a bit premature for us at this point to sort of take any positive or negative or any statements on the report and would have some concerns about that being that reflecting the statements in the communique at this point.
Thank you. Next, I have Brazil, Germany, Denmark, Russia, Lebanon, and China. So, Brazil, you are next, please.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning to all. Well, Brazil welcomes the report from the Council of Europe, and we do support that there's a need to clarify the roles and responsibilities of states in securing human rights in ICANN. We all have to remember that Net Mundial recognized the relationship between internet governance and human rights, in particularly the fact that the rights that people have offline must also be respected online. And we deem this report as a good basis for further discussion, and I would like to see it reflected in our communique. Thank you.
Thank you, Brazil. Germany, please.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Also from our point, even if we, as other colleagues, didn't have a chance to look through this paper thoroughly. I think it's the issue is important, and I think human rights are one of our core values. Insofar, it is very important that we discuss it further and bring it forward, and surely we support that this is also reflected in the communique. Thank you.
Thank you, Germany. Next, I have Denmark.
Thank you very much. I would also like to say that we welcome the report from the Council of Europe. And I mean, even though we haven't have a very thorough look of it, this is a very important perspective to have in our discussions. And I think we should. This is a very good starting point, and we could maybe have something in the communique about that, as other colleagues have said. Thank you.
Thank you. Denmark, Russia next, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to express support to this report. I think it is good base for further work. And it is very correct point of view for the DAC approach to the policies analyzing. I think we can note it in the communique. Thanks.
Thank you, Russia. Next, I have Lebanon, China, and Peru.
Good morning. I believe that the GAC should be dealing with the effort in general. We haven't had a chance to look at the full details of the report. I believe the communique could reflect that we welcome the effort and that we should be engaged with it at a later time, or at least in more detailed activities. Thank you.
Thank you, Lebanon. I have China, Peru, and then I will look to close the speaking order. We need to move on to our next session. China, you are next, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. For us, the Council of Europe and the European Council, all these terms are very confusing. We don't know which one is which, so maybe some clarification can be provided in that respect. That's my first point. And second point, this report was distributed very late, so we may need some time to study and thoroughly absorb the content of the report. And the preliminary, I have the feeling that when we talk about human rights, it often involves value judgments. So ICANN, as a technical organization, I don't know how these issues can fit in with the mandate of ICANN. And as some, I think this is the Iranian colleague mentioned, how can ICANN implement the provisions involving human rights and all these democratic values in their concrete work. And another point I want to seek clarification on is that on the summary report, here the number is page 7. I don't know why it only has 3 pages, but the number of the page is number 7. At the end of that page, there is a mention about ICANN as a private corporation under Californian law may not be a sustainable solution for systematically taking into account international human rights law. I think this is a very interesting statement, and maybe the authors of the report can clarify a little bit what is behind this. Does it mean that ICANN needs to be taken out of California so that it can be exempted from the Californian law? And that is an idea we support. frankly. So we may want to seek some clarification in that respect. Thank you.
Thank you, China. Switzerland, would you like to clarify?
Thank you. First of all, thank you for the support and the consensus that human rights is something that is important also to the GAC. And I think the discussions in the past months and years have shown that, especially since the new GTLD program, this is not just technical decisions that we take, that they have as well as economic implications, positive and maybe negative ones for some. It also may have human rights implications. I just use, for instance, the example of .gay. Whether or not the .gay TLD will exist is probably not a question of scarce resources, but a question of whether this is a sensitive term or whether there's a right to use such a term or this is problematic or not. So these are questions that are clearly linked to freedom of expression and maybe also freedom of association in this regard. So, as we said, this is a first text on some issues, and of course we took a European angle because this is what we know best. That doesn't mean that this can be applied, and I fully agree with my Australian colleague that this can be applied one-to-one, everything that is said in the report, to other areas, it's also said in the report. But of course there is internationally agreed human rights law, and in the end this is the basis should be the basis for future deliberations, and we are very happy to continue these deliberations in the next months and years, and to go into more details of some questions and new questions that will arrive in the future. Thank you very much. I'll stop here.
Thank you, Switzerland. Thomas, Peru, you're next, please.
I will speak in Spanish. Peru supports the inclusion of the human rights issue in the final communique, as well as we support the inclusion of basic principles on international law in the entire functioning of ICANN and particularly in the GAC. Thank you.
Thank you, Peru. And we have the Netherlands, and then I will sum up, and we will move on to the next session. Netherlands, please.
Thank you, Heather, for the floor. I think I would make it very short. I think I would weigh in with, I would echo the many colleagues. I just wanted to add one thing: is ICANN is managing and coordinating a global public resource, which means that it's completely logical that with this, the public interest should be also defended within this task. I just want to make it short. I think only I would say that the freedom of expression, freedom of association, fundamental rights like privacy are one of the main items which I think should be considered more in depth in the GAC. Thank you.
Thank you. I understand the Council of Europe, you'd like to make a couple of remarks before we sum up.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you to all those people who have welcome that this first draft. I think it's very positive, and just a couple of clarifications. One is that, first of all, I think it'd be very good if colleagues have comments, written comments. They could be shared, of course. If you do intend to continue this in the LA next LA ICANN meeting, that would be very useful. It is a European sort of perspective on these issues, but it also refers to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. So it is also looking at other regions. It's not entirely European in perspective. And if you once that you read the report, you'll see there's reference to that. But certainly it would be great to have comments on this and other comments. One point, thank you to the colleague from China about the European Council and the Council of Europe. Indeed, there's lots of references to council in different bodies. This report, I mean, the Council of Europe is an intergovernmental international organization which can prepare international law instruments, not unlike the UN in some contexts, which start regionally and actually can grow globally. I'm looking to my colleagues from the European Commission too, but that's the European the European Council and that's part of the European Union group of bodies, institutions, which are slightly separate but still part of the European family. And I would stress that this report also refers to the work of the European Union as well. So there is a distinction, but there is some commonality. Maybe that's not too much clarification, but certainly it's inspired by different bodies and both in the region of Europe and also globally. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. So I would like to conclude this session with a summing up. I'm hearing that it is a good basis for further work, a good starting point. So there is clear interest in discussing it further and differing views on what we might anticipate for the communique. But if we can acknowledge in some way the report or the issue, then perhaps we can come to agreement on that. But I don't see us coming to agreement on much more than some sort of acknowledgement, if indeed we can accomplish that. But I think that's positive in terms of this being an information item for this meeting and us identifying it as a basis to continue the discussions. Iran, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I expected that we remain general, but some people like Mr. Schneider went to the detail of that X and Y and so on and so forth, and some other people went to the freedom of expression. The freedom of expression is a very sensitive and delicate term. Under that freedom of expression, something like expression of things of discriminative nature, of hate nature, and of inciting nature with the belief, with the convictions, and with the culture of various countries, various groups, various nations, should be carefully looked at. And I don't think that under the freedom of expression there is such a total liberty without any responsibility. Freedom is more or less accompanied with rights. Whenever you have rights, you have responsibilities. You have obligations. So these are always together from the legal point of view. And we should not look into the matter from one aspect. There were years and times that under the freedom of expression, an excitement or exciting something put some part of the world in total chaotic situations, which produces something we were not expected at all. So we should be very careful with the use of the term freedom of expression. Thank you.
Thank you, Iran.